This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm so fresh, fresher than you.
I'm fresher than you, baby.
I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what is up? What is up, beautiful people of this country? My name is Mark Mdlili. You are chilling with the worst guys are in the building at Cliff Central today, and we have a hot and happening show for you as always. In studio to me, I have the amazing, amazing musicians that I've recently just met, Andy Swan, as well as Bongi Mdombeni. Say what's up to the people. Andy, give them a little shout out there. Hi, hi, hi. How's it going? Let's say that again. Get you up there.
How's it?
Cool. And yourself, Bongi.
Hello, people of Mazai.
I like that energy. That means we're going to have a hot ass show. That means we're going to have a hottest show. I like that energy, Bongi. Yeah, man. So today we're talking the realest. You know what it is like on the Worst Guys show, man. We always talking about art, anything that has to do with art and entertainment. We're all about, because that's what we do as the Worst Guys. You know, we don't just do comedy. We do that music. We do that hosting. We do that MCing. We do that writing. We do that acting. And we do that rapping. So it's an awesome, awesome privilege to be with these guys in studio. I know they're very talented. I actually went to see Andy perform at 1969 in Randburg. And then, yeah, they blew me away.
Actually, Boss Crane.
Boss Crane. Is that not in Randburg anymore? Is that like just out of it?
No, we don't merge the two.
Oh, okay. They're just not the same. It's like saying if you're from Joburg, you can't say you're from Benoni, because that doesn't really count, really. Exactly. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I met Andy at 1969. They blew me away with the music they were playing. And, yeah, I invited her to come through to the show. Talk to us a little bit about what the Johannesburg nightlife is like, especially when it comes to the entertainment that people experience. You know, because a lot of the times you'll go out and you'll have a jam, you get wasted, one or two too many tequilas, and eventually you find yourself on the dance floor, right? Jamming out to some people that most of us generally don't know, because I mean, it's not Michael Jackson playing at these clubs, right? So we've got them in the studio today. They're going to tell us a little bit about what it's like to be performers in that line of work, as well as what else they do for music and entertainment. Also, they do have a track that they've recorded together. Tell me, you guys just recently recorded this, Bongi. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we just recorded it. Actually, we finished it yesterday. Last night. Andy told me that she's got this important interview. Cliff Central.
She wasn't lying.
She was on my case. So we quickly recorded it just for the interview. We're gonna, obviously we did it specially for this show.
Yeah.
The Worst Guys show.
Yeah. Worst guys. You have to have that guy.
We recently, that was our first, that is actually Andy's first single.
Yeah. Oh wow, really? Yeah. But as a duet.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
as a duet.
I mean, he is stealing the show with the song. He sounds amazing.
Yeah, because you are an experienced singer, right, aren't you?
Yeah.
I heard outside that you'd been on the Idols and shit. Gareth just said what's up to you because he knows you from those times. Well, he knows you were there.
Yeah, he saw my leg shaking in those years. It was nice to me.
Oh, your legs don't shake anymore.
They don't shake now. Now I make people's legs shake.
You can make people's crotches quaver. That's what you do.
What kind of interview is this?
This is a Cliff Central interview, baby. Cliff Central, we're going in. It's so much fun up in this studio. Yeah, so welcome. It's a beautiful day. I mean, it has been icy and rainy for those of you in Joburg. And for those of you who have day jobs, unfortunately, you had to go out in that weather. I was just chilling at home, you know, watching some Californication.
Yeah,
reading
nice.
Me some Harry Potter. Not so nice, no. Dude. Harry Potter's amazing. Look, no. The reason why I'm reading this is because I'm hosting a quiz night, a Harry Potter quiz night that's happening at Giles Restaurant. Same place we host comedy, just BT dubs for y'all of our fans. Cool. Yeah, that's on the 24th of September at Giles. So I just want to... I've watched all the movies, right? But
really?
Yeah. I want to read the books, get a more in-depth story, because you know the book's always better than the movie.
Take your time, hey.
Yeah, no, it's chilled. I'm a fast reader,
yeah,
so
I like
it's okay.
Visuals.
Me as well. Yeah.
But you see, with books, the visuals you create in your head.
Yeah.
That's why books over movies any day. You see, you guys are sounding like a bunch of musicians right now. Too lazy to read.
No
okay.
time.
Yeah, but anyway, that's happening at Giles on the 24th, so please come through for that. And yeah, we're just going to talk to you a little bit about what's happening in the world and mostly in our country, because our country always has an interesting story, doesn't it? And yeah, this week, like no other, we have a lot of interesting stories that have been potting. Firstly, this one killed me, is the tornado that happened in Tembisa on Tuesday.
That's my hood.
Is that your hood?
Okay.
Do you know anybody, like, we probably shouldn't be laughing about it, but do you know anybody who's suffered from,
been displaced? Yes. A friend of my best friend, Bulelani, his car got smashed. The car was flying, G. Messed up, and it was bad, and it was all over, you know. People are calling me, people who care about me, but I was busy doing the song with
yeah, it's like fuck the tornado music over everything.
We were laughing at it because we saw a picture of a guy pointing at it.
Someone was
There's a selfie.
But now there's one saying when the guy sees the tornado going for his ex's house.
Who's that?
On Facebook.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. I didn't see the new one. Because me, I thought, you know what, at least Tembisa is famous now, you know?
But Tembisa's always been famous.
We've got tornadoes. Santin, there's no tornado. There's no tornado in yeah. There's no tornado in
no tornado. Tembisa is where it's
at. These are things we see in the movies.
Yeah, if you want to see some movie shit, go to Tembisa, Hollywood shit, that's where it's at. Yeah, so apparently about 400 people have been displaced. 200 shacks or so have been blown over while they're roofs. So, yeah, man, it's quite problematic. And I don't know how quick and efficient the government is going to be in helping restore the problems there. But the EFF was there. Julius Malema was there saying what's up to the people. You know, you've got to milk it. Elections are coming up. If something goes wrong, you have to be Superman.
Yeah. Zuma and them were supposed to be there firsthand, but no one was there. So I know that's Malema's place.
Yeah, he's capitalizing.
He's red everywhere. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is politics, and we look to the government to help us, to save us, to be those people. So the fact that he was there is not a bad thing. Yeah. And of course, he's campaigning. Elections are coming up. Like, people always use elections as a scapegoat for why politicians do what they do. Of course. They campaigning. Yeah. How else are they supposed to win?
But I must tell you now, my brother, I've experienced something yesterday.
Yeah.
Actually, DA calls people. I don't know if you guys. Have
Yeah, I've been hearing about this on Twitter. They call people, the SMS people.
And then my man talks. Are you tired of? Are you tired of being cheated? Are you tired?
Oh my God!
Who's calling me? DA, because I missed the call the first time. When I called back, like DA offices, I'm like,
yo.
Good tip.
I'm tired of that shit, but your phone call isn't making it any easier, brother.
No,
you being a cold caller doesn't make me want to actually vote for you.
I got some message in some other language. I'm assuming. What does it say?
Uyamenywa emhlangwaneni womholi. What?
What does that mean?
You see, they're sending Andy, and Andy's not even an African woman.
And they're just sending a
Zulu.
Is that from the DA?
Know your audience.
Yeah, you see, that's the number one problem.
That's DA. Who's this? Sonke B. Z. Ndlovu. Who's Ndlovu? It's a stalker, you see?
Yeah. Okay, maybe you're just so good at what you do, Andy, you've got a stalker.
Oh, no.
And he's of the African persuasion. And he's like, yazi, baby girl.
Fine one.
All right, cool. So, yeah, that's what happened in Tembisa on Tuesday, which is tragic. I hope everything gets resolved there. And also, more importantly, or more hectically, should I say, is that people have been getting murked in KZN with regards to ANC political candidates. People are being killed and assassinated. In KZN, it's confirmed that 12 people have now been killed. This is just in relation to the ANC imposing candidates as opposed to them being fairly elected. This is said by Protas Mdlala, the KZN political analyst. So, yeah, man, people are dying because they want to run for office, or they are being forced to run for office by certain leadership. And I don't know, man, killing people is never the answer.
Never
the answer, but
no, never.
You just need to be pushed over the edge. Yeah, I know. No, hell has no woman fury like a woman scorned. So be careful. The woman can murk you in this life.
What?
So you can though. I've experienced some revenge.
I do feel bullied. There
You're not the
you.
Only one. You can handle two men.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The worst guys in the building.
as he's dying with laughter here, just so you all know.
Yeah. No, it's because Laughter comes from the truth. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ANC is getting murked out there, and killing is not the right option. But, I mean, what options do people have, man? Because what do we people do? We're burning places. We're telling the government that we don't want the shit that they're imposing on us. And because it's essentially a dictatorship that we're going through, what can we really do? I'm not advocating for them assassinating candidates.
Mm-mm.
But I'm saying what would the possible solutions be? How do we
Don't kill.
Yeah.
Just don't kill. Why? It's not, why kill, you know? I don't know, because it's a bit scary for me in Mzansi or in South Africa, you know, you just kill when you want. You
yeah,
know?
That is a problem.
It's a big problem. Already nje, we are swanning, man. We are full. There's too much of us. So let's not kill each other.
Yeah.
Let's love each other.
Let's love
know?
Each other. Yeah, at the end of the day, that's all that
Speaking
matters.
Speaking of love, I just want to give a shout out to Nene.
Nene?
Nene.
The dance move.
Yeah. She
what?
Does dance when she drinks tequila, this Nene.
Oh, okay, wait, I'm confused now.
Want to kill. Angaz now, man.
Is Nene a person or a dance?
Awkward moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Nene!
Oh, is that who you were singing with at
1969? No.
Somebody else.
No.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Wrong.
Alright. Shout out to Nene. If you're listening, shout out. Thank you for listening. Oh yeah, by the way, to our listeners, if you want to call in, hit us up on 0861-555-189. I'll give you that number again. It's 0861-555-189. We are in the Cliff Central building. My name is Malcolm Dlulli, the host of The Worst Guys. Unfortunately, my partner, Riabetse Sicily, is not in the stew today, but you know, we'll probably hit him up later. Say what's up, hit a J, as you know how we do. Yeah, so welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, I've got two amazing guests, Bongi Mtombeni and Andy Swan.
Hola.
Amazing singers. I would like to call you nightingales. I was looking for another word other than singer. Because the word singer is like watered down. It's like calling yourself a rapper. When you say you're a rapper, people are like, oh, you're a rapper. But if you say you're a lyricist, It's kind of different. People are like, I'll take you more serious.
You speak words, man. Like,
hey, you have to be clever in this life. Boy. Read books, you see. This is why.
Yeah, reading. Yeah, no. Me, I can show you actions. You can talk, man. You see, but my radio presenter, me, I be TV.
I don't have the face for TV, man. That's why I'm out here hiding behind the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Andy says you're good looking.
Oh, Andy,
that's in the building. Busy,
you know what, Andy? Thank you very much for that. I'll actually give you.
It's gonna be a long afternoon.
No, it's okay. I'll give you a round of applause for recognizing the beauty. The beauty. That is Malcolm Dlulli. Thank you very much. I kindly accept that. Yeah, so we're having a bunch of fun today. I'm wondering if there's any other news that I should talk about that's really interesting. Nah, let's leave it at that. Let's go straight into the show, man. I want to get to know you guys. I'm loving your energy. I'm loving your vibe on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon with the Worst Guys. All right, so let me start with you, Andy. Tell me a little bit about Urban Swan. And you have started something with Craig Urbani.
Oh yeah, we've been singing together for a few years.
Yes.
Yeah, we started the Urban Swan because Urban for Urbani and Swan for Swan for Swans. So
yeah.
Urban Swan.
And are y'all dating or is that together? Because I mean you're amalgamating your name, so it's like you're almost married now.
I think you need an effect for that because it's a dramatic question.
Is it a dramatic question? Is it complicated?
It's not complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's make the answer simple. Are you guys dating? Or?
No, we're not dating.
Oh, okay, it's fine. It seems like you want to be dating.
I think
Bongi's
an instigator right now.
Oh, is he being a teaspoon?
He is. Wait for his turn.
Yeah, we're coming around to him. Okay, so Urban Swan, what do you guys do exactly?
So, singing, duo, corporates, functions, gigs. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. How often do you guys perform and how often do you guys meet up to do stuff?
What
stuff? You see, that's you now. You bring
what's
that stuff.
Up?
No, so we've got a gig actually this Saturday at the Fat Olive.
The Fat Olive. Where's that for the people
it's
who don't know?
It's in Lanseria.
Oh shit.
Opposite Home of the Chicken Pie. Yeah, we've got a gig there on Saturday from 1 to 5.
The only thing that I know that happens in this Lanseria is the airport.
Planes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there a lot more going down there?
Yes, there actually is. There's life out there.
The Fat Olive.
The Fat Olive. Beautiful yeah. venue. Kids, they're doing a new beach bar there, so we're singing for that.
Okay. So do you guys sing one person at a time, or are all your songs duets?
Okay. No. Sometimes I'll sing and he'll do a harmony, or he'll sing and I'll do a harmony, but we do have those cheesy duets like Time of My Life.
Ah, you have to. You have to. All of those. For those drunkards on the dance floor, high school loves. Yeah. Okay, well, not high school loves.
Any love, really.
Any love, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Alright, no, that's cool, man. So that's happening in Lanseria on Saturday.
Yes.
Alright, cool. And yourself, Bongi, I want to switch over to you for a little bit. And he's been keen to attack you, but I feel like you've got your cool.
Me, I'm chilled. Anyone knows. You know, I've known this girl for a while now. You
have a rapport.
Yeah, so now it's true. No, it's true. She's got an interesting story, obviously. But she's a very, very nice person.
She's shy.
They work together. No, guys out there, please listen carefully. They're not together anymore. They work together.
They work together. How does that work? Because I've always suffered with my exes, but being chilling with my ex in the same room, I'd probably lose it, man.
Oh my God.
It depends, you know.
You guys are just professionals like that.
So professional.
All right. No, that's good, man.
Yeah, Zabongam, I'm good.
What does that even mean?
No, we'll keep that on to ourselves.
Yeah,
learn an African language.
I will Google
African
it
language.
And see what you
I will
say.
Give you the spelling.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No, I always say, like, getting back. Okay, well, I'm not saying you're getting back together with your ex. I'm not saying that at all.
I'm not Taylor Swift. What is wrong with you?
That was a good one. That was good. And, like, just getting back with your ex is like reusing a condom. It's just something you don't want to be doing. So just keep it professional. Business only, Andy. We're watching you. I'm going to come out to Lanseria. Specifically to make sure that there's no...
I'll put you a table.
Please do. I'm going to be watching you guys like a hawk. No little sly looks. No little tapping each other under the table or whatever you guys do.
No, they're very professional.
Yeah, they are. Because
I've worked with them before. I must be serious. I've worked with them before. We've done gigs in PE. We've done gigs here locally. Yeah. No, they're very professional. And I respect them. And I love working with them. They're a good duo.
That's actually cool.
Bongi fell in love with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Bong is in love with you. That's the thing. We have a love triangle on our hands. We have a love triangle on our hands.
I don't know. This is. Here is the new thing for me. I don't know about this. Okay. But she. I thought it's much.
Okay, because I'm looking at Craig's bio, and he's been around, man. He's been around in the industry. Oh, you see, you keep going back to this sexual reference thing. Andy, I think
there's
it's
something
you.
Here.
It's Andy. It's actually Andy.
You keep on stepping into it. We are trying to take you out, and now you are stepping in. You beast.
No, I'm joking. No, he's brilliant at what he does.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, because I've seen he was on Isi Dingo. That's probably the place where people will recognize him the most.
National
TV.
And now Ashes
to Ashes. I'm a big fan of theatre. I love theatre, and I can see here he's been on the Rocky Horror Show, Annie, Chicago, Grease.
Yeah, Buddy Holly is the actual...
Yeah, he's dope, man. I wish I'd seen him in theater, but have you worked with him live on theater?
No,
in stage?
Only singing. No,
only singing.
Yeah.
Okay, but you yourself are in theater or have been before?
I was before, yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that experience. What is the theater scene like in South Africa? Is it any good?
It's very good.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter.
Come on.
You've been in theater. Hey, secrets are coming out now. I didn't know this. Yeah. What are the others as well?
Yeah.
No, I just did theatre at the Playhouse in Durban.
Oh, okay.
Also did Annie, Crazy for You, and Mikado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure. how do you feel about theatre in comparison to singing music in nightclubs or wherever you perform corporate events?
They're very different.
Yeah. No, for sure. But yeah. I mean, like, is that something that you just decided is not your full-on career path, or is that something you're willing to go back to?
I'd love to go back to it.
Yeah.
I used to
do theatre a little bit, dabble in it in high school because I was a drama student. Oh. I did drama.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah. No kidding at all.
No kidding.
So I like it because live performance to me is always the best.
Yeah.
Because that's where the actual talent shows. That's where the truth, that's how music and any art actually started, is telling stories in front of people.
Yeah.
So that's why I love theatre. It's just... I don't know how lucrative it is. Is there any real money in theatre?
Hmm.
Can you sustain your life, like pay rent, car.
It's literally amazing.
So you have to be the star of the show. So you have to be the star of the show. Is that what you're saying?
No, you just have to be talented. Take your job seriously and let the people know. Uti, when you get on stage,
it's you,
and you perform. It's that doesn't take just it does take a miracle, but you need to go home and have a food and share a table.
Yeah.
So someone needs to pay for that. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's the problem with art in general, that people think it's just a magic show.
Yeah.
When you hop onto stage, all of a sudden it's just always been that
people
way.
Compromise. People compromise too much in this industry. I try not to. You know, sometimes you can do charity, sometimes you can do good gigs, but sometimes if you know you're good, you know, and you know your value,
know your worth.
Settle, no.
You don't settle. But Mina theater has been good for me. I mean, after I did Idols, I went straight into theater. And
okay.
I did theater for 5 years in a row, you know. And
what productions were you in?
I opened up with Cinderella and I was Prince Charming.
Oh, what?
At the Joburg Theater. Of course I am. Wow, look at Andy's keeping on turning pink here.
See, I think Andy's flirting with you here, bro.
She's turning pink all of a sudden.
No,
are you you're blushing. Oh, sorry, I mixed that too. So, you know, and then I did a Jack and the Beanstalk the year after that.
Yeah.
And I was Jack, and I did Aladdin. And I was, who was I in Aladdin? Oh, I was Wishy Washy. And then I did Starlight Express. It was a production where we were all on roller skates.
That's
and we're skating. Now you try to find Zulu men.
You were ice skating. Roller skating. Yeah. I was going to say it was like some Swan Lake on ice.
Yeah, it's roller skating.
Yeah. That's easy enough. I was going to say.
It's difficult.
Isn't it? Did you have some trouble?
Roller skates work differently from roller blades, you know? So
The roller skates are the ones in one line, four wheels.
Those are blades.
Skates are the ones
with four.
One from the retro movie.
Yeah, born again. That was what was happening in that production.
Did you have to like catch anybody while they
skated to you? Yes. Not me generally, but other skaters.
Oh, okay,
Me.
I don't think I trust Bongi to catch me.
Oh, snap. Bongi, are you hitting the gym, dog?
No, dude, I am. You see, in life, things change. People start catching you. You don't
have to catch them.
You don't do the catching anymore. You get caught.
Oh.
It's your turn now. Yeah, it's my turn.
All right. Okay. So before we take a break, just tell me a little bit about, you know, your Idols journey and what that was like for you.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Have you only been there once? He saw you earlier. So
yeah.
I think he's tired of seeing your face.
Look, that no, he's not. He was happy to see me. Wanted to come give me a hug.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me, yes, it was a journey which in the past few years I've been trying to break away from because it has helped me. It has helped me build my career. But with all the contestants, everyone who goes to Idols, most people when they come out there, they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to wait for now they're going to call us, now we have arrived. No, actually that's when the job starts because you get out there and you work. So for the first time I ever sang on live TV, you know, we were treated like kings and queens.
You got that golden ticket.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, every time you got on stage, you got nervous. And for quite a while that haunted me because it was a competition. So when I did other shows, I still got nervous, you know, like get on stage, you still get nervous because I don't know, it's just that feeling that people are watching you and you're giving them something. You know, you're showcasing your talent. So Idols was a good stepping stone. I don't regret going there because I sat outside in the rain at the Sandton Convention Center the whole night.
Waiting
for that opportunity. So it was a great, 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 great opportunity. I took it, I ran it, and it opened a lot of doors for me, which I rode the wave because I used it to open and kick down doors and create opportunities for myself, and it's brought me this far. So I'm getting to a point now where I'm thinking I'm breaking away from the name, Bongi from Idols. Now I'm just going to be just Bongi.
Yeah, so tell me a little about that because I have something interesting about Idols, because I actually entered Idols when I was 16, very young, and there's a few auditions before the actual, the main one.
Yeah.
So the selection process is obviously controlled, very much controlled, and I just wanted to find out from you, why is it that a lot of the times people who we see in Idols win Idols, or come second, third, fourth, whatever the case may be, to our eyes, the public's eyes, those people seem to vanish. Like, the only people who I still know who are making music really are Elvis Blue.
Yeah.
Kaya. Kaya. What's this? The guy who was the pastor.
Lloyd.
Lloyd Kele. Yeah. So, there's like three people out of 10 seasons.
Even Heinz Winkler. Heinz Winkler, he's still in the mall. Heinz Winkler, yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, you guys don't stop making music after Idols, right? What do you think is blocking artists from moving past idols, that name that you're talking about, Bongi from idols, what stops people from being Bongi from idols and just being Bongi?
It takes a lot of work. Yeah. Because I think the whole reason why most of them die out is because I was ready. I wanted that title. You know.
Yeah. What number did you end up coming, by the way?
Eight, Baba.
Eight.
Okay,
eight
people away.
Eight.
Seven.
Nice.
Yeah, eight people away. So I think why the reason why those artists are still making music is because for some people it's really really a passion. Mm. You know, like people like us, it's a passion. It's not a hobby. It's not something you wake up in the morning, go to work, and while you're sitting in the office, like, Yazin, let me write a song. Then when you knock out at work, you go to a restaurant and sing for 3 hours and come back home. I know some do that to put food on the
it's
table for extra
though.
Money. Yes, but there's people who do it for a passion. Mm. Like me, I sleep. I make sure at night 3 hours max is my sleep time.
Really?
Yeah, even I can wake up in the morning and just in front of my laptop or my computer and just write something or do something or create something, you know, because I also do corporates. And corporates right now, these vari helpers.
Yeah, that's where all the money is.
Yes. So what you do is that people just, because everyone, if everyone sings, if you have an urban swan, you have a bongi lala, you've got a yellow and blue, and you've got urban and ivory and top deck. these are duets. Why are they different?
Mm.
What makes urban swan the best? Oh, it's the selection of their songs.
Yeah.
It's probably the medleys they do, and it's because of how out there. You just see people are lazy.
That's one thing I've seen as well in South African entertainment in general. There's a certain level that you reach where people start to become complacent, and they think, okay, I'm getting paid now. I'm kind of doing what I want to do. But there's no push for greatness.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
That's what I think we're lacking in our country in general.
And
yeah.
you'll find a person has got more than one talent, you know.
Yeah,
I never
exactly.
knew that until I explored it, you know. I mean, after doing Idols, I went and I did on Suk Tisangar, an Afrikaans competition, just like an Afrikaans Idols.
Mm.
And it, funny
so
enough...
You had to sing in Afrikaans?
Baba, I had to prat Afrikaans.
Who had to prat mama to
dear virus for me, Yeah, sorry, I know you feel out of place.
Some type of way. Are you straight up just English?
Yes.
Oh no, shame. We know at least three African languages. You know what it is. You know what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I do sing other languages.
Ah, that's true. That's
okay,
true.
That's
actually
okay.
1%. 1%.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you sang at this Afrikaans Idols, and how did that go?
And I came top five. Eh?
Nice.
Can
so
you,
they
can you
received
imagine?
You.
Yes, they did. And that's what I call again. You know, you take opportunities. You'll never know till you try.
Mm.
And you see, by doing that, it was broadcasted on CakeNet. So meaning, you see, now you opening up your wings, you know, to different horizons, and different people see. You create opportunities for yourself. No one, because most guys, they sit at home and they say, okay, they saw me on TV, they'll call me, they'll Google me. Hey, people don't have time for that. People want someone who is seen, visible, busy.
A lot, all the time.
Because they want to know, why is Andy getting so much work?
Yeah.
Why is she booked everywhere? Because
she's working.
She's working. Yeah. She advertises, and people like that. Because if I do an event, Bongi's going to advertise, and people are going to come. Yes, Bongi come. You know?
Yes. Mm.
You just need to work. So all the guys out there, you guys need to work. It's
harder.
Not going to come to you.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's not. You're going to go out there. Some gigs are free, some gigs pay crap, but then those are going to come.
But the ones that do maybe pay crap, you kind of know that if you do this one, you know that there will be many more from that.
Oh, okay.
That
so it's the exposure argument.
Yeah, some you will settle for, but you're going to know which ones they are.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you woke on that topic? You know where to go. And
I know.
You're not being taken advantage of out in these streets, Andy.
Well,
a little bit. And maybe. I think as an artist, you just, that's part of the rule. Like, you have to get taken advantage of at some point, somewhere, somehow. Because even if you're young, you may be young in what you're doing, but the reason why you pursue a life of music is because you know you've got it.
Of course.
If you don't know you've got it, then what are you doing, actually? Yeah. So, artists do get taken advantage of, but we're trying to change that. And the way to do that is work. That's what you're saying to me.
Yeah, sell yourself.
Right, so we're going to take a break right now, and during the break, we're also going to play you the song that Bongi and Andy recently made. So you guys can tell us what you think. It's Andy's first single.
Yes,
right?
It's Andy's first time.
All right,
recording.
Oh,
singing.
Yeah, or singing. Is that your first time singing?
Okay,
oh, damn.
No kidding.
No, that's cool. Okay, so we're going to play the song, and yeah, we'll check you on the second
fly
half.
Fly, my beautiful unicorn. We can fly to the moon and back on a trail of magical moon dust. Whoosh! Nothing can stop us.
Remember when you believed in fairy tales and magic? At Reach for a Dream, we turn dreams into reality for children with life-threatening illnesses. You can help if you buy a Slip a Day sticker for just 10 Rand from any Wimpy or Pick and Pay and wear your slippers on Slip a Day, Friday the 5th of August, to redeem your free Wimpy coffee. Bring children's dreams to life. Visit slipaday.co.za to find out more.
Hey, what's up? I'm Aria Kelman, host of Kelman on Cliff Central and the creative director of cliffcentral.com. So if your work means traveling away from home and you aren't already familiar with the Mercure Hotel Group, you've got to check it out now. Go to mercure.com, that's mercure.com for all the information you need, the best prices, bespoke packages, accommodation, and conference needs. Mercure have hotels all over the world, and here at home we have Randburg, Midrand, Bedford View, and even Nelspruit. You can check it out at mercure.com, taking care of you wherever you are.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
This is CliffCentral.com.
With me.
I will always love you as long as I'm breathing. Like, beautiful, beautiful stuff. That is Look At Us by Andy Swan and Bongi Mtombeni.
Yes.
Wow, guys. That was beautiful, man. I was just saying, reminds me of an old school R&B ballad. Something you hear Andy Zondi bringing on.
Come on.
On the mission.
Yeah, I want to kill all the radio stations.
next up, we have Look At Us.
We want to bring, you know, people who are apart together with
the
song.
No, cool. Man, that was really, really dope. And you guys just came up with that this week? You made that song this week?
2 days, yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah, Monday and
Tuesday. Nice, man. This is what we call talent.
Yeah.
If y'all wanted to know what talent is, it's putting it to work and making it come out the way that just came out. That is Look At Us. I don't know if you guys plan on releasing that anyway. You guys can make some dough, man. Maybe SoundCloud, a young SoundCloud. No dough, but I mean, people will be able to listen. Yeah.
We're going to put it up. We're just going to do a bit of tweaking. That is obviously a special rendition for you guys.
Yeah.
Because it's a special interview for Andy. So, we're going to tweak it and we'll have it up on SoundCloud very soon. Yeah.
Well, we'll play it here because we have it on our play now, our playlist. So we'll play it here every now and again when we're feeling like we've missed our loved ones. But yeah, I'm really impressed by that song. But yeah, now we're just about to get into it. We've heard about what Andy and Bongi have been doing in the past, but now we're going to go right to the present, the moments that matter the most are right now. I'm just going to find out from these homies what they get up to on a day-to-day basis, or should I say night-to-night basis, because you know, for most artists, we live like owls. We're nocturnal for the most part.
Very much so.
The night is day for us and day and night for us.
So yeah, we're going to find out from them what exactly they be getting up to. Andy, tell me, take me through your week. Take me through a typical day in your life. And you have a gig that night. Let's say that. Typical day.
Oh, not every day is the same.
Okay, that's awesome.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, but I mean, do you have a routine? Do you warm up in the mornings? Do you do something particular for your performance?
You don't
or
warm up.
Yeah. It's cold. The warm side of the voice got to be warm, boy.
No, I don't know. Every day is different. I suppose I kind of give myself time to know that if I've got to be there at a certain time, I'll give myself at least an hour to get ready. I like being on time, unlike Bongi.
I'm always on time.
Yeah. Always late, but worth the wait.
You know?
All right. So when was the last time you performed?
Oh, on the weekend.
Where did you perform?
Oh, I can't actually remember right now.
Oh, it's just all blurry.
But I do have
actually,
it does. I do have a gig every Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
So Wednesdays are 1969 in Bulls Crane.
Yeah, that's where we met, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
On a Thursday is Murphy's Law. That you can call Randburg.
Oh, so there's another place in Randburg specifically that you perform at Wednesday and Thursday. So the people in Randburg must like know who you are. Well, if you're an alcoholic.
I'm famous in Randburg.
You're famous in Randburg, baby. Don't throw away at least you're famous somewhere. All right. And yourself, Bongi, tell me a little bit about your performances. When last did you woo an audience? When last did you make somebody's crotchet quaver?
This weekend, baby. I met people. Yeah, and I was in at the Joburg Theatre. They were the councillors were closing doing the last year end something event, and I was there and I got them shaking. I was doing all these nice music. I've been really trying,
The old school, the classic.
Yeah, and that's
Marvin
when that's when the yes man abo sexual healing. Come on,
those are the guys who like that shit, right? The corporates, right?
These are the guys who wear expensive suits and drive expensive cars.
They want to go back to the days.
Exactly. And when you hit those songs, Baba, you should check my video. They're like sitting, they like sit on it and then.
With the
NSC. I wish the listeners could see you guys right now.
No, we always. If you want to see us, well.
Sorry.
You have to go see Bongani at a show. We can jam out together.
Yeah, I'll invite you.
We'll do this right.
Speaking of inviting, you can join us tonight.
Oh, what?
1969. Bongi and I will be singing tonight.
Oh, both of you?
I heard this
now. Oh, just now.
As we are talking, I heard this just now.
All right, cool. So it's happening in 1969 with Bongi and Andy. I might just pop in because, you know, that's my crib, dog. Well, although you say it's not in Randburg anymore, it's very close to our stage in Randburg. I might just pop through. So you were talking about the music that you were singing for the guys in the corporate.
Yes.
They like the classics.
Yes.
But tell me what is your music? What do you like to listen to firstly and then perform?
I'm a guy, you know, normally when I go to a gig, I've been fortunate enough to do conferences in the morning, you know, do conferences for companies and stuff. So it's kind of like tough on the voice and everything, but you work on it. Like this Friday, tomorrow I'm setting up doing an event for the Madam Speaker. She'll be speaking, and I'm talking like 2003, and that's an event that starts like at 8 in the morning.
Oh.
So musicians and morning don't vibe.
They don't, really.
For the past few 3 years, that's been my life, you know.
Okay.
I sleep less. I don't believe in sleeping. I'm always... excuse me, on the road, you know, working. And so my kind of music that I love listening to, it's everything, because I remember I've got an agency, they love calling me the rainbow artist. The rainbow artist, because I would be going to an Afrikaans show or festival, and obviously I have to listen to Afrikaans stuff on my way there. You know, if I know the event, they tell me that no, most of them Bongi are people who like to party, then you listen to party music, you know, because I dance as well, like I play.
Okay, so you infuse all elements.
Yes.
So tell me, as a guy who's from Tembisa, where do you get the background for the Afrikaans music, entering the idols, doing different shows with Afrikaans language.
They call me the boy who speaks. I like things. I like a lot of things. Yeah, I do. Of course I do. So Afrikaans, my mom took me to a multiracial school. They called it multiracial in those days. Modderfontein Primary School.
Yeah.
And that's where it all started. And when I went to my high school, Primrose High, I don't know. It's not like my Afrikaans teacher was the hottest teacher in the world. No.
But she
had that thing for me. She gave me attention.
She spoke
to me in Afrikaans, and I fell in love with Afrikaans. That's where it started.
So you fell in love with Afrikaans because you fell in love with your teacher?
No, I wasn't in love with the teacher. Guys, let's know. I wasn't in love with the teacher. I was in love with the way the teacher treated me.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay.
I wasn't a special kid. I was just a kid who was always enthusiastic because I like learning stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I like learning new stuff. So I think Afrikaans, because Afrikaans came close to Zulu, man. You know, because a tap. In Afrikaans, there's a pump, but they call it kran.
Or sutu. I think it's more close to sutu. Yeah. Like, what's a brick?
Things like that. That was like, Afrikaans is close to home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me learn it, you know. Because I was in a problem one day. My mom was wearing a badge. She was in this society thing. So I was a very young kid.
Mm.
And the badge was, what stood on the badge was like, Zimele. You know, like Zimele, stand for yourself.
Yeah.
Just their name. Ah, here comes a coconut boy. And I read Zymo. You know, and that's when I decided, you know. The honey work is not gonna work. Yeah. Zymo. And then, you know, well, I've got a problem. Yes, I can't pronounce everything right. And it's not the time, not the clips that
try. Just expose you. This is the place to do it. Uncensored, baby. Talk about it.
It was very funny the other night, actually. We ordered indicios, but Bongi read it Induko.
No, he was trying to Africanize it.
No, he was serious.
When I was serious.
He said, oh, let's get some Induko. What is that?
Induko. You know, Tosa means, Induko means I'm not there.
Yeah.
So he read exactly the same.
Yeah, Induko.
What am I going to take? There's no...
Bring back the pizza.
There's no apostrophes or anything. It's written as is. A-N-D-I-C-C-O.
Induko. I understand completely. Yeah, so tell me about the nightlife, Bong. I want to know from you specifically as a dude, because I don't know how it works for women. But you know, there's musicians. Apparently, musicians have groupies and fans who throw bras at you on stage. Have you ever experienced anything from a groupie, a bra thrown at you on stage? Somebody trying to maybe hook up with you after your performance?
That always happens.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
All the time.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Well, if it doesn't happen, that means I'm not feeling well, or the people are very... Or it's a very sophisticated audience.
Or they must be blind.
Or they wear a suit and tie, and it's a serious thing. Or I'm doing one song. But at festivals, it gets hectic. I mean, the other time I was taking to Mauritius, né, with this group of... I don't know if I should say this phone. I'm not touching. I'm touching your phone. I'm thinking of the phone. What is this? A network. I'm not going to say the network on air.
Okay.
But they took a few of the people over to Mauritius for a week, bruh. And me, and I was doing that gig with Veronique Lalouette. We were entertaining them from the airport to on the plane, and when we landed for the week, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bruh, first day we landed. Entertainment. I got the opportunity to perform with a Mauritian band. They had their shirts off and stuff. But me, I was...
Wait, the guys or the girls?
The guys.
The
guys, the girls with the bikinis and stuff.
Yeah.
So I performed my life away. It was a beautiful performance. That is a highlight, because on that day, I think four or five ladies wanted to
gang bang.
I was sleeping. I'm serious. I was sleeping, and next thing I hear door knock. Like, okay, fine. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who's it? Like, room service. I'm like, okay. Open the door. Four women come running in the bedroom. I run out to the back door, sliding door. I go to the reception. I'm like, why on earth would you give these women my room? Don't you understand?
Shit.
What if they hurt me? He's like, no, sir, we'll give you a different room. He gave me a different room. Now I slept there. Again. I don't know how they found out.
Yeah.
But this time they came through the... I don't know. It was a funny design. They came through the windows at the back in the toilet. And they were seriously going to destroy
me. Was this on the same morning?
Same day.
You've just been changed the room.
And then the next morning, one of my friends was actually limping. They caught him.
They got him.
How would you do? Oh, man.
He's limping, man. You have to limp, dog. If you ain't limping, you ain't doing it right.
No, you're not getting it.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so it happens, man.
All right, it does happen if you're Bongi, if you're good enough.
No, you have to be good. You have to own the audience.
Yeah.
You have to own the audience.
Engage with them on
Bongi's
a deeper level.
Thing, like when we perform together, I don't know what it is. He brings out someone else in me. It's amazing.
Oh, really? What is he? Does he bring out your wild side, Andy? Does he bring out your wild side?
He does.
Solo Yabi.
Yeah, it's okay. We've got it here. As long as it's a good wild side.
No, it's a great.
You don't go too crazy.
No.
Do you usually party after your shows, Andy?
Are you gonna get me into trouble?
Ah, well, this is the place where we can speak freely and openly. This is a safe place.
I do.
A lot.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay,
a lot.
Lots of tequilas
on tables.
Not my favorite.
Oh, okay. What is your poison?
My poison.
Mm.
Oh no.
After you've killed a show, and somebody offers to buy you a drink, what do you ask for?
Generally a double Jameson.
Oh, you're a whiskey girl.
Not by choice. Yeah,
oh, what do you mean not by choice?
Oh, it's just a healthier option, I think.
Oh, really? And it's good for your voice. Well, the best for your voice in terms of alcohol. Sherry, yeah.
Nice.
Love Sherry.
Yeah,
Sherry's the bomb. But I thought you loved whiskey because whiskey's king, man. Whiskey's the best drink that exists.
It tastes like sand.
Okay.
I think you'll be upset to know that I drink it with Coke Zero.
Oh, what? What a waste
exactly.
of whiskey.
Sacrilege.
So no, you should ask for the drink you actually like. What do you like to drink? That's what I'm asking.
I love vodka and Red Bull.
Oh, and Red Bull.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So are you a fist pump kind of chick?
No.
Alright, no. You've got moves. You've got moves, because I remember 1969. What's that say? Pata Pata.
Yes, I was singing Pata Pata. Yeah.
What was she doing?
Hey, she was Pata Pataing herself.
Who was she patting? Who was she holding?
Myself.
Oh, okay.
I was looking like I lost something.
Oh.
Yeah, why lose it there? Why are you losing it in the northern side of your body?
In the bosom region. No, that's cool, man. So you like to have a little bit of a razzle. It's part of the job. I like to do it.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Yes.
Yeah, you're still a pro. I'm not saying you're wasted during the show.
No.
Definitely. You give the performance of your life, and then afterwards, it's irrelevant.
You feel like you're entitled to now.
Yeah, I need at least a beer.
Yeah.
And 5 tequilas.
Yep.
Minimum. No, that's just me after a comedy show.
That's good.
Yeah, because I think the only important thing is that performance. Mm. And that's what I want to get into now. Since you guys do travel a lot around Johannesburg and you play a lot of nightclubs and gigs like that, what is the reception like of your music at these places? Do people engage with you as artists, or do they just see you as a virtual DJ, a human DJ? You just playing a track now for them.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
They also feel very entitled to you, like you're property to them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're kind of out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is why it becomes very, very tricky when you sing live and they call you a background singer.
That's the thing.
It becomes different.
That's the thing. To the people who are out there drinking
yes,
and having a jam,
yes.
you're kind of just like noise in the background, especially if you're not a dancer.
Well, you get paid to shut up, actually.
Yeah. That's the thing. As long as I'm getting paid, you guys. Yeah.
So at times, you see, it's different when people really come to watch you. See, as a DJ, you stand there. Some DJs have got the vibe, but when you're actually singing live, you have to. That's why I say you have to get those people's attention.
Mm.
There's nothing I hate. Like at some events, they would say, "Bongi, come perform. Will you sing while the people are going to eat?" I'm like, no, I refuse. I will not sing while
Yeah,
people
you can't compete
eating.
With food.
I can't. It's like, king, 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 quack, 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 quack.
Yeah.
King, 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 king. Mark, come here.
So
you know?
You just want the attention on you? Is that
I
you
want that, yes.
It should be like that, though.
Because it should be like that.
Yeah.
Because they need to remember me. It's not by like, oh, we had this boy. Ooh,
it was nice, but the pizza was just so much better.
You know what I mean? So I normally tell them that they must sing. I mean, I want to sing as they are, you know, settling
the, just after
yes.
the fooding.
Yeah. Then I'm like, listen to this.
They're about to fall asleep from the ice. He's like, I know.
Come on.
Bongi is here.
Get it on. And I mean, I'm very wild. I get on those tables. Dance on top of your stage.
I've got many videos of Bongi doing his thing.
You make it an experience that people will never forget.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what you need to
imagine seeing this guy dancing on the table. He's wearing a tight jean and he's just swaying. And then it's always funny.
You're going to be involved.
When the ladies look up, they're like, oh.
Your package.
They're like,
Alright, so we need to go out there and snatch the crowds, because people aren't listening and we need to get them involved.
Yeah.
Listen to your artists when you're out there. They're doing something magical for you. Music is incredible and it takes a lot of hard work to do well and to make it sound simple.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, just respect us, man, and give us the money, please. Give us the money.
Please,
we ain't rich out here, and we need that guap. Yeah,
some of us are doing this for full time.
Yeah.
Give us all the money.
All right, so we're just gonna wrap up by telling you what we're all getting up to, since we're all performers. I'll just start with the worst guy's business, and then you guys can just tell us what you guys will be up to over the next week or so. With the worst guys, as usual, Thursday we are in Giles Restaurant, 9 Craig Old Park. Comedy for y'all, comedy. We started doing something extra special, adding our music element, because we rap as well. Rehab is my partner. Yeah, we did a little jam last week. Anybody who was there could tell you it's dope. We also have a poet coming through, Webster the Poet. He's mad dope. And Stig the funny man, Stig will also be on the lineup. As usual, one of us will be hosting. Probably myself, Malcolm Julie, and Ria Betsu will be doing comedy. So it's always going to be a jam. 50 Rand gets you in. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. As usual, on Cliff Central every Wednesday at 2. And also, don't forget, I'm in the Comedy Central semi-final for the Grab the Mic competition at Parker's. So either the 24th or the 17th. But I'll let y'all know what's up with that.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. That's how you know. Andy, tell me, what are you up to?
Okay, so tonight, 1969 with Bongi from 7 till 10.
Yep.
Thursday, Murphy's Law with Jennifer Norian.
Yep.
7 till 11. And Saturday, The Fat Olive with Craig Barney, Irvin Swan from 1 to 5.
Awe. Bongi.
I may not be doing a lot of corporate, so tonight I'm with Annie. Tomorrow I'm setting up for the Madam Speak Up. Friday I will be and Shelby Ford is launching. We're launching Shelby this weekend. We'll get the details through to you. Come check it out from Friday till Sunday. It's a great new car. But between that, I'll be flying to Durban with Joy Celebration. We'll be there for Friday and Saturday, but I'll be there on Saturday. Yeah, baby.
Mwah. Bongi, Andy has been absolutely hanging out with you. Absolutely awesome. My name is Malcolm Lilly. This is The Worst Guys, and we're out.
This is CliffCentral.com.